Since their introduction to Queensland in the 1930s, cane toads have spread south and west and caused ecological havoc as they've migrated. The spread of the species is disturbing enough, but in Gladstone in central Queensland, mutant cane toads are on the rise. William Rollo reports.
It's hot and humid in central Queensland, where the recent floods have saturated much of the landscape. The climate is perfect for cane toads to breed, and along the floodplains of the Boyne River near Gladstone, the pests are in abundance.
We just found a toad. It was sitting on top of an iced coffee bottle. I don't know if it just thought it was its mate or what, I don't know.
So the Gladstone Toad Busters have their work cut out for them.
What's the tally now?
403, Sekar.
Whoa, I think we might hit the 500.
403, you've only been out for an hour.
Yeah.
Every week, Iris Cosgrove and her team of volunteers are out catching as many of the pests as they can for environmental research. But there's something not quite right about the cane toads in Gladstone. Many of them are mutants.
In all populations, whether it be frogs or toads or whatever, there's normal mutations, if you like. So what we do is look at the types of abnormalities we're seeing in the toads, and that means do they have extra limbs or extra eyes or missing limbs or maybe skeletal deformation.
Scott Wilson is a researcher at CQ University. He says normally only around 1% of cane toads have mutations or abnormalities, but in Gladstone the rate is much higher.
The highest we found is up to 20% at some locations, but on average for Gladstone it's more like 6-8%. All sites in Gladstone are elevated, whether they be urban or industrial sites.
The researchers are trying to find out why. The industrial city is home to a massive coal-fired power station, two alumina refineries, and a developing liquefied natural gas industry. But Dr. Wilson says the finger can't just be pointed at the city's many smokestacks.
We're still in the process of looking at what those stresses are, so chemicals in the waterways or other types of contaminants or stresses such as changes in the salinity of the water or parasite loads.
While there mightn't be waves of sympathy for the plight of Gladstone's cane toads, amphibians as a species are considered to be a bellwether for the environment. Their permeable skins make them highly susceptible to change. And that means if cane toads are deformed, there could be trouble for native frogs too.
They still have quite common attributes to frogs. Their skin's porous and they go through the same reproductive strategies and same processes that native frogs go through. So we're just taking advantage of one type of amphibian that happens to be around a lot. And the problem with using the natives, which we've also looked at in various locations, is that we just can't get the numbers to generate a good data set. Obviously the toads are highly abundant, so that's why they're a good species.
Iris Cosgrove and the Toadbusters share great concern for the local environment. It's the main motivation for their unusual hobby.
To make it a better habitat for the green tree frogs or stripy march frogs, to make it a more healthier environment for the other native animals. It's just going from strength to strength every year.
Iris Cosgrove from the Gladstone Toadbusters, ending that report from William Rollo.